My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman and Dr. Michael C. Burgess. He represents the Lone Star State's 26th Congressional District, and he joins us now to talk about the back and forth this week over the Supreme Court's role in reviewing the president's health care plan and what may result in the possible overturning of the individual mandate. We'll have to wait till June to see, but there's certainly been no shortage of rhetoric this week, not only from the president, but from his critics and even the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us, as always.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the president, of course, in that joint press conference with the leaders of Mexico and Canada earlier in the week, saying that the Supreme Court striking down the individual mandate or even the entire law would be unprecedented, talked about unelected judges, called it, if it would happen, an exercise in judicial activism that conservatives always condemn. And then he also heard from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals demanding that his Justice Department explain whether or not it realizes that courts do have the power of judicial review. So is this just all a bunch of political hot air, or do you think this might actually in some way influence what we hear from the court?
I will say at this point, I don't think it's going to influence what we hear from the court. If Monday's comments from the president had been it, if all discussion had stopped then, maybe, but I've got to believe now the court, seeing what has happened and the outcry from the legal community, from the political community, from people at large, that this is what the president said actually had no validity, and really there's very little equity in the remarks that he made. What is really startling, of course, is currently his own Justice Department is arguing that a law passed many, many years ago in Congress by a duly elected legislative body called the Defense of Marriage Act, signed by then-President Bill Clinton, he is asking the courts to rule that that's unconstitutional. So what's going on here? You want it your way when it works for you. You don't want it when it doesn't work for you. I think that's preposterous, and most people see through that.
It may be ill-advised, potentially, depending on how you look at the particular issue and the comment being made. Is this an appropriate arena for the president to be commenting in general, or is that going into a dangerous territory?
Well, I'll defer to him, Greg, because he is a constitutional professor, and I'm just a simple country doctor. So he knows, he must know whereof he speaks, but I just got to tell you, it looks bad. And I mean, I have no way of knowing this, but you have the newest hire on the court is just a few months ago was an administration insider and a cheerleader for the president's health care law. You got to wonder if there's been some back-channel communication. I know there's not supposed to be, and I have nothing that tells me other than just a gut feeling that, boy, this was an odd place for him to go in a press conference with Canada and Mexico.
As you listen to the arguments last week and as you consider the back and forth this week between the president and even a three-judge panel from a federal appeals court, what's your sense on what we've learned in the past week and what this means for our public discourse on an issue of this magnitude?
Well, certainly Justice Kennedy has been identified for a long time as the person who will drive the 5-4 decision one way or the other. And what I saw in the courtroom a week ago was a justice who certainly was struggling, trying to get to the truth, and he wanted to make an accurate decision, and he was asking some very good questions. I would argue he was asking all the right questions. So I think the takeaway from Tuesday morning's Supreme Court oral argument, which is the one that I attended, you had to believe that the administration or that the law, rather the Affordable Care Act, could possibly be in some difficulty, maybe not the entire law, though the arguments about severability were yet to come, and those were revealing as well. But clearly, this is this. They don't have an easy way ahead for them, and regardless of how it goes, all of this has served to remind people how upset they were that this thing passed on a partisan basis with no one checking with the American people when this work was done.
As someone who would like to see these laws wiped off the books, would you prefer to come from the court or from a direct repeal from Congress, potentially in the next Congress, if you get the right makeup following the elections?
Well, that's the big if, isn't it, from the November perspective. I may just be unduly pessimistic, but I think the court is going to render a mixed verdict. which is, or they are likely to, and that could possibly confuse things more than settle the issue. I do think that the people are going to weigh in on this in November 2012 in a big way, and really they're the ones who need to be heard from. If this law is Jim Dandy and they love it, then they'll turn out in appropriate numbers and reelect the president. If they are still chafed by the notion that this thing was done in secret behind closed doors and it's going to affect their way of life for the next three or four decades, they'll turn out and vote the other way.
Do you get the sense that this will be a major issue in November, regardless of what the court decides, whether it's clear on one side, clear on the other side, or mixed, as you suggest? You think it's going to happen?
Yes, I think it will be a big issue in the fall because the process was bad from start to finish. The White House was driving a lot of that bad process, and we ended up with something that's terribly flawed. Look, even if the court affirms this and President Obama is reelected, the darn thing doesn't work. I mean, that's the bottom line. The Affordable Care Act, if you just leave it on cruise control, it's going to crater the ship of state within a very short period of time. From a fiscal standpoint, from a practice standpoint, from a professional standpoint, it has got disaster around every corner with this thing. So at some point, yeah, it does have to be fixed. The courts are the next logical place for us to see what happens. My worry is they'll give us a mixed result. Then I look to the people to help us in November. And if even failing that, at some point someone's got to dig into this thing and try to make some sense of it. Because right now it doesn't work, and Secretary Sebelius at HHS is driving this train and making it worse. And heard by their own admission, they've made no contingency plans to deal with an adverse ruling by the court. And this was in a hearing 2 weeks ago from Steve Larson, who's the head of their implementation team, just stared at me blankly when I asked him what the contingency plan was. They've got no plan to deal with any adverse decision by the court. Maybe that's why the president was so distressed the other day.
Last question before we let you go, sir. I believe you used the phrase crater the ship of state if this is not at least amended, if not fully repealed or struck down, depending on what happens here in the next few months. But explain how quickly that would happen and why.
Well, 2014 is a big date because that's when the subsidies and the exchanges kick in, and that's the immense draw on the federal treasury, the likes of which you have never seen before. That will take a year or two to develop, but it's going to happen if this thing is not detoured. But in a larger perspective, as Justice Kennedy said, this fundamentally changes the relationship of the federal government with the people it purports to govern. And when did we get away from government with the consent of the governed? When did we go to the divine right of kings, which is what this thing looks like to me? I mean, this abrogates everything that our founders laid out in very lucid detail in the Declaration of Independence. And as a consequence, it really does. Maybe I should more appropriately say it will just destroy the fabric of our society. How about that?
Kind of a gloomy way to end it, but we appreciate your insight, sir. Thank you so much for your time, as always.
Thank you.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael C. Burgess, longtime physician. He is a representative for the 26th Congressional District in Texas, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.